This is Everything Homes special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
It's time for Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox, but first...
Promos for a purpose.com.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promosforapurpose.com.
Promos for a Purpose helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our Everything Done For You purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. Promos for a Purpose gives your brand something to believe in and makes it easier than ever to join this new purpose-driven model and movement, which is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. Just click the Promos for a Purpose tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, to get all the information. We'd love for you to become a part of our community as a purpose-driven business so we can help you grow and share why you are the best at what you do. It's time your story is heard. Now let's get this soapbox started. Today we have a very special guest in the studio. Tommy Collins, she's the president of America Restored, and it is a movement that is going to actually restore America to the original intent of our founders, something we need. This woman is so passionate, and she is beyond purpose-driven. How are you today, Tommy?
Terrific. Thanks for having me, Michelle.
Oh, you're such a wonderful person and a pleasure, and it's just really an honor for me to have a conversation and to introduce our audience to you and to the organization, or more should I say the movement of what you are doing and how you're going to be helping so many people and save our country. You're saving America.
Amen, yes. And you know, I feel about that. It's my privilege to do anything that would start bringing us back to the original intent that our founders had for our nation. And I know we've talked about this before, but I'll let your listeners know a little bit about America Restored. You know, I always say America Restored is we the people. And our mission is building a powerful, action-driven infrastructure by organizing, mobilizing existing effective patriot groups and freedom-loving Americans in all major spheres of influence, including education, family, faith, business, government, entertainment, media. And the plan is, together, we will see America restored to our founders' original intent. So we've talked about this, you know, I my passion, Michelle, with regards to, you know, seeing the end result of what needs to happen, our goals of restoring to our founders' original intent. People are like, well, that's kind of a cliche. Well, this is
not now. Not nowadays. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Yeah. No. This is what we need. We're on the cusp, on the precipice of literally, as they said earlier today, losing this country for losing her forever at the direction we are headed. The way that you're phrasing it, the way that you're saying it is spot on for 2021, unfortunately.
Well, definitely. And this is the thing. We've recognized that the left has worked collectively. And that's how we've lost so many spheres of influence. When you think about it, what's happening in education? What's happening in family? Our church is being shut down. You know, business, you know, the whole culture. We have, you know, pretty much lost our wholesome, you know, American values in these different spheres of influence. And it is because the left works collectively while us on the right, we work as individuals. So our nonprofits are run like capitalism, where mm-hmm. they are independent of one another. They are running around with a mission, and a lot of them have a really super good heart, and they're going in the right direction. But so is their neighbor and their neighbor and their neighbor. Now we're duplicating effort. We don't have enough resources to get the job done because we're duplicating efforts in such a, you know, terrible manner. And then these folks are competing against each other for donor dollars. So I was like, you know what, there has to be a better way. And actually, I came across a really interesting document. And part of my thought process was, you know, it's about time we steal a move out of the left playbook because they're doing something right. So let's take a look at, I mean, it's gross how they're doing
sure.
it. But, well, you know, when we look at it, it's like they are. They're actually doing some things right because they're beating us, right? And so I came across this document, and it was a 2014 Senate report. And anyone can go out and look up the Billionaire Club report, how the Billionaire Club systematically took over the EPA. And you go in there and you see it's really amazing. And they did actually take over our EPA through the guise of the green movement and all of these things. But as I'm reading this document, I was recognizing one really super important thing. They had convinced the donor class, the big donors, to sow their or to give their resources into one pool. And then they would distribute that out through multiple different non-for-profits. And so these different foundations got together. They seen the problem or what they figured was a problem, you know, and they structured a plan working with all these different entities and structured an action plan, and they've actually spanked us, as we can see, in a lot of different areas. And so as I was looking at that, I thought, wow, what would it look like if we changed our thinking, right? Because if we continue to do things the same way, right, that we're doing them now, I mean, that's the – and getting the same results, that's the definition of insanity. So we must change our thinking. And thus developing the movement of America Restored, where we identify existing, you know, conservative organizations that are doing a lot with a little – right? We bring them together with their like-minded folks in their area or in their sphere of influence. We get their perspective because they know their issue or they know their state. We bring an aspect of professional management to that, and then we actually help to fund them. And now they're not competing for donor dollars, right? They're working together. We're like, hey, yeah. you and you, come on, let's come in a room. You guys are doing great at what you're doing. And let's see what we can do together and actually have a viable, action-based, savvy action plan. And
brilliant.
So that's been our mission.
Brilliant.
And we have folks in all 50 states. Many of them have been volunteers for years.
It's so well needed. I'm glad that you had this, divine intervention, probably, moment where you decided to you just happened to find this document and think a little different, and then you decided it's time to do that and duplicate the methods of the left, not obviously their agendas or anything along those lines, but that is exactly the problem with everyone's just said about Republicans for years. It's like, why are you guys so weak? Why do you guys lay down and let everybody run over you? Why can't you guys get together? Why can't you fight for something or stand up for it? Or why is everyone going in 10 different directions and there's no central talking points and nobody knows who to talk to or listen to or where to go? And the other side, you know, they hand you a playbook,
right,
and you say, go from A to Z and this is what you need to do. And then we're going to pay for this. You do this, you do that. And they tell you everything. And then that's why they're successful. The right side, if you want to call them the right and call them Republicans, call them whatever, conservatives, real Americans, that love this country, that love God, we don't have that on our side, but we need that. So
well,
now we do.
We're hoping to change that.
Now we do.
Yes.
Now we've got America restored. Finally, there's a leader. That's what we need. We need leadership. We need true leadership.
Well,
and it sounds like you're delivering it.
Well, what we really need, honestly, is a servant organization, right? And that's, or not even a servant organization, a servant movement. And I hate to say organization because, as I told you before, like, we need another nonprofit. Like, we need a hole in the head. On the website,
right.
Like 50 million of them. Like, I don't even know how many, but there's so many, and they're all like, they, you know, we see a problem on the right, and we go start an organization. They see a problem on the left, they go join an organization. You know, it's like,
it's so funny, but it's sad and true.
And if it was about an organization, I wouldn't be doing this, because we don't need another nonprofit. But what we do need is, we do need a servant organization that works with these, that works with the donor class, which we are doing. And also, you know, we have a lot of freedom loving Americans that, you know, at one point I said, come on, guys, imagine if we give up one coffee a week, one coffee a month even. And we have even the number of people now in the NRA at 5 million people. And you take that $5 a week or $5 a month times 5 million, you're looking at like, what, $25 million a week to fight the left? And if you have a servant organization like ourselves, that we're able to flow these resources like we're doing in Arizona right now. We're flowing resources down to local organizations that have done a lot with a little, and we're bringing folks together across the board. So America Restored Movement is very, very much needed. And we are, or the folks that are America Restored, we the people folks on board in leadership are, you know, they love the Lord. They have the fear of the Lord, and they really have a servant's heart. So we're really, really blessed with an amazing, amazing team.
And that is really the missing puzzle piece that I have found is what's needed to actually take an idea, take this movement, and make it truly successful based on where we are currently. And this is all because we've obviously all, well, not all of us, but a lot of us have become awakened, right? Since November 3rd. I, as mentioned to you earlier, I actually have a Bible on my desk now. I've implemented a lot more of some pastors and prophets and spiritual people onto our platform and our partners, and they're more involved, and there's, there's scriptures from the Bible, and encouraging people to, you know, find, you know, take time to pray. And so it's changed me. And I know from talking to many people that have come on the show, our other partners, it's affected them. But it was a missing puzzle piece. And I say that because, you know, you're talking about personal improvement, you're talking about politics, you're talking about people in their business, and then even nonprofits and working in the community. But I think many of us just didn't have time to talk to God or really go back to, praying more often, because everybody was so busy. You know, the reason why we are where we are is took our eye off the ball, and we let the foxes run the hen house. But the component of God was removed. I mean, the media and big entertainment, and they've done a really good job of trying to eliminate God from many aspects of our lives, even in the education system, right? So we as adults took that out, and by having your movement have that kind of as a foundation, it seems to me that the people that are now turning back to God, or maybe finding a spiritual path for the first time, are the ones who really get it and are really passionate. And then that is what's going to make all of this really work and bring the people together, is going back
to
God.
And being right. You're absolutely right. And as you know, I'm a minister of the gospel. And, you know, about 6 years ago, yelling at the TV, you know, I was ministering in leadership conferences all over the world and prophesying to nations, and the Lord just called me to this type of work. So for me, it isn't work. It's a passion. It's a ministry. And when I'm mentoring these different groups that are climbing, you know, I see people climbing on each other's heads and backstabbing and doing everything to get ahead. And sometimes when you can just minister from a perspective like, hey, you know, bottom line is promotion comes from the Lord and not from men. And when you edify other people and you raise up other groups and you edify people in the calling, their destiny for their life, that is a seed you're sowing for righteousness, and that is going to come back multiplied. And that's where the promotion comes, because when God looks down and he looks at your heart and sees who is thinking what in the secret place of their heart, he knows. So, you know, it's just, that's one of my big, big things when I'm mentoring, is like, you know, don't worry about it. You're good to people. You bless other people, and that will automatically come back to you. So it's been awesome. You know, we actually came, you know, when we got there in Arizona, it was a little bit crazy. There's a lot of infighting going on. There's a lot of different fractions of mm-hmm. different folks, but
oh, yeah.
I'm trying to, our team is really teaching the perspective, like, listen, when they're saying, well, we don't want to work with this person, or we don't want to work with that person, and we go, well, look at the mission. What is the mission? And if you can look at the mission and you can see that at the end result of that mission is a good mission and you want to do it, then you don't have to work with that person. Work with America Restored. We will work with them. We will work with you separately. And then all of a sudden folks are like, yeah, it is about the mission. So I've watched hearts changing down there. Folks that haven't wanted to work with other groups are like saying, you know what, it is about the mission. So even though so-and-so is involved in this, we don't care, because the mission that it is that they're involved with is a good one. So we're really, I believe in a very short period of time, we're making a lot of headway already in Arizona and building an infrastructure. So the end result of this is that we have an infrastructure, grassroots infrastructure built in every state in the union. And the immediate goal is to have 1,000 people in every state in the union, patriots that are willing to make a phone call, email, at the drop of a hat, right? Now all of a sudden something's going on in Congress and we can send out a blast and you have 50,000 people blowing up the phones in Congress simultaneously, and I don't mean physically blowing them up, of course, but ringing them off the hook. Then it's gonna really make a difference.
Yeah, you've got your team on the ground. You've got your it's like the old school phone tree. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, let's go, guys. It's time to dial for dollars. But except this time, we're dialing to save the country and get the message out there, and then. And bring the awareness that at this point in the game, we as patriots, we as Americans who love this country, it's our duty. I can call it civic duty. So it's our duty. We all have to do some sort of like real take action. There has to be something that we decide that we all do. It doesn't have to be as extreme where I'm now a precinct committee man or you're now ahead of this huge organization. People don't have to go that extreme. It could be something simple like you're talking about, doing the phone call, being part of the phone tree, or even sending out the emails, or even if it's signing an online petition or something simple. But every person needs to do something almost every day. And you can't do it every day, every other day, but it has to be done at least weekly. I mean, a physical action item, because we need to do that. There's too much at risk. And if you're bringing all of these people together and everybody decides to just kind of step up to the plate just a little bit, can you imagine what can be accomplished?
And every
can you imagine with your
right?
team with your right? team in charge? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, like, how about this? With our team, not necessarily in charge, but our team coming shoulder to shoulder with the teams on the ground and assisting them. Because we don't want to be in charge or above.
Well, yeah, I don't mean it like that.
With anybody. But you know what I mean? But we will bring.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are like the coordinators of the collaboration, because you always need somebody who is bringing the parties together. Even like you were saying before, some of these groups or some people might not necessarily have worked together well before, but it's all about the mission. So you need that central location where people know to get the information, or the groups know how they can get the guidance they need and then the direction. And that's what I want people to realize, the uniqueness of what America Restored is. I mean, you guys don't want to, you don't want to necessarily be in charge of it, all this, because you want that, you're helping bring out the best in these people, the organizations, the volunteers,
right,
and the people that are part of this movement, but you're showing them what to do and how to do it the most efficient and effectively, which is what has been lacking on the Republican or the conservative side. That's what I want to be clear.
Collaborating with them more so,
yes.
You know, because like I don't want to walk in with folks who have been working in education for many, many years and try to think America Restored has the corner on the market of what's going on. And these folks know what's happening. They see the problem. They're warriors in their heart. But again, they might not have funding. There's too many groups that are, you know, working on this and going in different directions. So what we want to do is, again, identify who's done a lot with a little, put them together with their brothers and sisters in that same sphere or that same movement or initiative, and really have a big bang, because we actually have sat down, you know, war gamed it out, figured it out with the folks who know their area, and maybe then we bring some of that strategic planning, which is a gift of, you know some of the amazing political tacticians that we have. You know, on board at America Restored, they're just amazing patriots. And so they have the ability to lend some of that professional management to some areas. So again, yeah, our heart is to be a servant and get people the funding they need to make a difference and, you know, get going on the right, not just again in government, right? In education, family, you know, faith, business, entertainment, media. When we are building coalitions and a conglomerate pretty much of a bunch of different partner organizations nationwide. So it's bigger than normal coalitioning, right? It's different than that. It's being a servant and actually helping to provide the funding for the initiatives in each one of those groups. It is amazing at what we see when all of these different people come together. We can make a
teamwork.
Big difference.
Partnership, it's amazing.
As you know, with regard to this elections fraud, we visited about the, you know, how long I've been involved in this from before 2018 election, and we've been out in front of this, and we knew what was about ready to happen to our country. And I explained to you that, you know, I had worked very closely in the Pete Sessions Dallas race with Pete pre-election, letting him know that I felt that his election was going to be stolen with those machines. So they began to build a coalition of different people. And the bottom line, we were more so ready for what happened, even though we were unable to stop it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is unfortunate. But we were able to, through some of the coalition building that we had, we were able to start bringing to light some of the major things that were going on. We worked in conjunction with Stop the Steal to get folks at capitals in every single state in the union so we, the people, could be heard. But I realized during this that this just wasn't good enough of the infrastructure. We didn't have an infrastructure to fight back.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end of the day, when we come 2022, our goal is obviously to have the machines out. And, you know, I'm working very closely with the folks that are working on that, the leadership teams that are working on, you know, the lawsuits, on the documentaries coming out exposing all of the fraud. I'm working very closely with those folks, and we are going to make a difference. Because even in the leadership realm, you know, there's all this egos and different things that get involved. And when you can get those out of the room and the anointing comes in, then people really start to work together. And we see some amazing, we're going to begin to see some amazing results. We're done losing.
Exactly. I don't want to, I didn't like what just happened. Yeah. No more of that. And if somebody said, I can't remember the guy's name, but he said something about the best is yet to come. I just can't remember. Starts with a T,
that's
maybe ends
President
with a P.
President Trump said that. Yeah, P. Okay, there you go. You got it. Well, let's talk about this. Let's talk about
Arizona
and what's going on there.
So what I like is,
that.
Well, before we do that, I'm going to give you guys another compliment. What I like is that when you get involved with an organization, a group, you go all in, and you're providing everything they need to really make things happen, which is the recall now that we're talking about with the Arizona Speaker of the House, Rusty Bowers, and the other issue that you're going to tie into that, which is HB 2308, which is really important. Nobody here is really starting to talk about any of this stuff. So why don't you take it from there?
Yeah.
I just wanted to set it up that you guys really, when you come in, you mean business. This is not, you're not messing around. You're not messing around.
Well, that's right. That's right. So actually, Mike Lindell asked me to come down to Arizona and take a look at what was on the ground. I think we met when I was on stage with Mike at the rally. That was, and we met shortly after that. But with that said, we came down and started evaluating what was going on the ground in Arizona. And there was, you know, of course, all these different groups are telling us all of these different things. And so we're just kind of, you know, separating the wheat from the chaff and looking at what's going on. And we looked to see which recall that we felt was viable, because there are some concerns with some of the recalls that are going on. You know, we've talked about that. I don't want to get into that. But the one that we had looked at that we really felt was viable and very, very important was the Rusty Bowers, Legislative District Number 25. He's Speaker of the House. And I began to look, and our team began to look at Rusty's actions during the presidential election, and the fact that he did not advocate for the people of Arizona. He did not advocate to get the House back in session. He came out with some, you know, crazy statements that he made that basically allowed the fraudulent electors to stand. And so that in itself was just terrible. But what really, really made me look at this and our team look at this really, really close was we had taken a look at a bill that Rusty Bowers, Speaker of the House, Rusty Bowers, Representative Bowers, had tried to get passed multiple times, three times. And what the bill is, it is a bill that protects pedophiles. And what I mean by that is the most egregious pedophile, the most disgusting pedophile you can think of. After 5 years, Representative Bowers believes that pedophile should be removed from the sex registration list in Arizona. Yes, predator list.
Like, and who would think that would be okay? Who would think that would be okay?
No,
that doesn't
idea.
Make any
it's
sense.
Unbelievable. Well, when you start looking at some of the high-profile people in Arizona that are actually convicted pedophiles, you can probably see
right.
high-profile folks from families, you know, with money. You can probably see why this is being pushed. I don't know what other reason it would be, but it's disgusting. So that, coupled with his negligence in the election, was like, this is the guy. Now, with that, you have to realize something really important here is that nationally, there are only 50 state speakers, each having almost exclusive control over the lawmaking process in their respective states, all right? So basically, isolation, they have little national impact, but their ability to create legislation can change elections and other state processes that affect national policy. So they have significant influence. So what we saw here was a bad guy, who we believe is a bad guy, who needs to be removed from office, who is one, it's a huge win for we the people, you know, of this country. So when I say it's a huge win for we the people, I know there's a group that's toting that name. That's not who I'm talking about. It's a huge win for us, you know, the people of the United States and the people of Arizona. So we saw this as a huge win because and a very doable win. So we believe we're going to assist. It's the Patriot Party, Steve Daniels, who pulled the recall. So his name is the petitioner, I believe, is what you call that on the recall. With that said, you know, obviously, you know, not everybody believes in that, you know, particular mission or group or whatever. However, the mission of recalling Rusty Bauer is something that many, many, many groups can get behind. So whether they are part of the Patriot Party or they don't like them or whatever, it doesn't matter, because now America Restored has stepped in and we're saying, hey, is this a win that we need? We can isolate an election for a replacement, right? So we have an isolated election where we can watch for fraud very, very closely. We can lobby the House of Representatives, and I shouldn't say lobby them, I'm talking about the citizens of Arizona, can push to have who they want as a speaker. There will be a complete upset in the power structure. And then again, we can have an isolated election, which is super important right now to basically get a good patriot into the House of Representatives. So across the board, the Rusty Bowers, Speaker of the House, recall is probably one of the most, is the most important thing that I see happening other than the audit in Arizona right now, which, as you know, we're intricately involved with the audit process, or, you know, what's going on there, or, you know, working on that with key folks.
Well, I'm glad that you've identified the right person to get into, or at least get recalled, because there is, as I mentioned, I've become a precinct committee man, which now I am meeting all kinds of other precinct committee men and other leadership positions, people in leadership positions, including state senators and state or house representatives. Yeah, my congressman here, right, for the state. And I'm learning all of the, I don't want to say inside information, but I'm learning things that I kind of thought was going on, but now I know. And there's a major problem when you have the majority, and that, you know, this is in a lot of states, when you have a majority of Republicans, but you have bills that are coming across that should not even come into being in on the table in order to be discussed and voted. And then we are not following what the Republicans are supposed to be standing for when, you know, look where we are now with the election. And we, the Republicans, have the majority of the Senate and the House. But yet there are problem people in the system that claim to be, you know, that are in a Republican position. He's one of them, which is causing major problems, which are affecting everybody's lives. And in a couple, you have a couple of those states, right? A couple of the swing states. Now it affects everybody's life in the whole country because the election went in the wrong direction. So it's just, I'm glad somebody's doing something here, because nobody did anything. Yeah, nobody's done anything.
Right. The down ticket. We have to realize that not only the general election was a problem, but the primary. So the reason we're seeing all of these, what people call rhinos, Republicans in name only, that are literally seem to be sold out to the global cabal, I call it the global mafia, they're sold out. And they specifically chose the candidates that they had in their pocket for whatever reason. And they've embedded a lot of them in the House, the Senate, the judgeship, sheriff,
school board,
AG,
school board, board of supervisors.
Board. I mean,
they're all over.
School board was a huge one. That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. School board was a huge, and that's why we need a movement like America Restored, so we can actually begin to fight back. So when one mom is really upset at a school board, or, you know, and then we take a look at our list and we say, wow, you know, in your area, there's, you know, 100 other moms in that school district. Here, let's plug you in with all these moms. Now,
yeah,
instead of fighting one mom fighting by herself, because traditionally the other parents would never know there was a problem, right? So this infrastructure of this movement, America Restored, is so critical for basically restoring righteousness in our nation.
And that is the key.
One thing I want to mention.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's one thing I want to mention. It's really important. It wasn't that we seen Rusty Bauer as the most important. It was that we seen Rusty Bauer as somebody that we could achieve the goal. and that we were confident that the person who pulled those petitions would actually follow through. And so the other ones I would have really, really liked to have been involved in from the beginning would be the Secretary of State Hobbs. Unfortunately, because of how all of that was done, those not going to the finish line actually affect the people of Arizona in the most grievous way, really, and that is the fact that in order to ever recall somebody again, Hobbs say, you know, we're not sure, we don't have any of those numbers. We've been asking and asking to get numbers on these different recalls, and we've been unable to obtain them. And so from what we know now thus far, the last information that we received, it doesn't look like Hobbs is going to get done. And the problem with that is because that was pulled, because of whatever issues there were, the bottom line is the people of Arizona, the next opportunity they would have to recall this person, they would have to pay for the election in advance, right? Because they can only be recalled once, or the second time you go to recall them, you have to put the amount of a statewide election in an escrow fund. So these folks that don't end up getting recalled, they're basically
safe. They're safe.
Home base. You know, they made it safe, right? And so this is, there's just something really odd about that whole situation, but we won't get into that. It's really concerning. The Board of Electors, they needed to be recalled in a very, organized way. So the reason, and traditionally recalls are really expensive and people don't use them for a political tactic because they're not, you know, they're not the highest and best use. However, in this case, because we need isolated elections, things have changed with regards to recalls. And that's why this bill, House Bill 2308, attacking the recalls in the state of Arizona and basically attacking it in a terrible, unconstitutional manner. It's a recall bill that infringes on the rights of the Arizona people in a terrible way and actually violates what we believe is precedent that's already been set forth by the Supreme Court. Recall bill needed to be, taken off the roster, and by the grace of God, working with multiple teams on the ground in Arizona, we've been able to get that on the Cal calendar now. And we need to basically, there has to be massive changes in that bill, because what that, the talking points that came down, and this is where we were talking before, that originally we went to the person who had drafted the bill, and they don't even know how it originally got drafted or who drafted it, which is crazy. And then the talking points given to the Republicans are like, yeah, this is going to stop the Democrats. This is going to stop the Democrats. So it passes, it gets into the Senate. We don't catch on to it till it already comes out of Sonny Borelli's committee with no comment. We catch on to this late in the game, and we jumped on this right away, and we were like, wait a minute. Part of what this says is that any Arizona citizen or any out-of-state group that becomes a circulator, they have to go and register with the Secretary of State, and it can take up to 5 days to approve them. So now your recall goes from 120 days to 115 days. If they approve in 5 days, if they don't say you didn't cross this T or dot this I, then that individual Arizona citizen or out-of-state company, but also Arizona citizens, they have to give their name and it goes in free, where anyone can see who's the circulator, where they live, where those ballots or petitions are going to be. It opens up the door for coercion, harassment, you name it. And it's like so when we began to like point out these things, Sonny Borelli, the warrior that he is, said, wow, you know, we didn't really look at it that way, because this was presented in a way that, hey, this is going to defeat the Democrats. And I said, no, Sonny, this is a setup. Then later we find out from a Democrat tactician that, in fact, it was a setup, and they had planned on beating up the Republicans in Arizona with House Bill 2308, the recall bill, and beating them up saying that they were trying to infringe on the rights of the Arizona people. I mean, there's so much more in that wrong with that bill. I mean, across the board, that's just terrible. For instance, one of the things is in Arizona, so say a group like, you know, that's out there now doing these recalls. They hire an Arizona citizen, and that Arizona citizen gets signatures, and their name's out there for the whole world to see. So, first of all, they're going to be intimidated to do it. But if you can get somebody to do it.
Oh, and they get threatened. They get, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
The house will be spray painted, and they'll have to move. They'll literally have to move because the left is so insane.
I know. And so once that happens, then when the other side, when they get into court after the recall is completed, they can subpoena every circulator. If any one of the circulators do not show up for court, I don't know, like their tire gets sliced or they get threatened or whatever it could be, if they don't show up for court, then all of the signatures of the Arizona people that circulator obtained, that Arizona citizen or out-of-state group or whoever it would be, it goes in the garbage. I mean, this bill is horrible. And the crazy thing about it, what we thought was really, really interesting, is the one group that has 9 recalls, when asked, one of their leadership, Eric, when asked, said, "How do you like HB 2308? And the reply was, "I like it." If there was an emergency clause on that bill, that would have stopped all of that group's recalls. So it's weird. It doesn't make sense. And, you know, so that is why we actually chose this Rusty Bowers recall, because, you know, to us, it was a group that was willing to bury the hatchet with any other groups, even though there were some hatchets to bury. And they were really, really, really just willing to be about the mission and agreeing to disagree on other, you know, may not have agreed with these different groups. And we're watching this beautiful unifying process with America Restored, you know, being kind of that mediator. And these folks are working really hard, and I'm very, very, very confident that Speaker Rusty Bowers will be removed on recall, and we will find a very, very good candidate, you know, by consulting with the Arizona people to figure out who they would like to run in that spot.
Well, I'm glad that you brought up the clarification on kind of how the recall system works and the real importance of making sure that you continue to go through with getting the recall to the point where it is at the finish line. Because as you mentioned in the perfect example of Katie Hobbs, that if you end up, as you said, pulling the recall, which for the, you know, the average Joe, that just means like starting a recall, setting it up, not removing it.
Starting,
you know,
a recall,
like the opposite.
Right, because it requires, right, it requires,
I'd have to get
one
it started.
Person that's a citizen, yeah, to start that recall process. And then
but the,
these recalls
the catch,
almost always end up in court.
Well, but the catch that you said that most people don't know is that if you end up then not getting to the point where the recall is going to go forward, if you wanted to then try to recall that person again, you have to pay for the entire election in advance into an escrow account. So by not doing recalls properly and being strategic about it, not just these people need to go, let's just say the whole state does that, but if you don't set it up the right way and it's not methodically planned and there is a strategy behind it, you end up making it worse because that person's going to be in there until and with the potential of actually then just going to a regular reelection. So I'm glad that you clarified that, because a lot of people always go, well, they shouldn't be there anyway. This is what they did wrong. There's a lot of process that has to be followed. And if you make a mistake, it's a big deal. The value of you guys. That's the value of what you're bringing to the table in all these states, because the example that you just gave about 2308, the fact that it was from an outside source where it ended up being, you know, from the Democrats where they were trying to set up the Republicans. and like almost trick them with the bill, and then nobody seemed to read it, but then everybody says what the talking points are and they don't match what's in there. That happens all the time here. And there's nobody's catching it. Nobody's stopping it. It happened just in the last election. We had Prop 208, which was this huge tax increase. So now Arizona increased the top taxpayers increased their rate by 80%. So we're right up there with California now and New York as the top rate for the top rate of the income tax. But it turns out that the same thing happened. An outside group, it was funded from DC and Virginia, and it was all these Democrat groups ended up getting that type of a bill passed through a Democrat or a Republican led Senate and a Republican led House, where we are the majority of both, and it slipped through. But we don't have anyone fighting for us. That's what I'm saying, Tommy. There's nobody here. None of these groups have come to the table that are doing what you guys are doing to stand up and help we the people, because this it keeps happening. So we need you.
And you know,
we need to be big here.
There are really, really good meaning groups. I can tell you there's one patriot who's a committee woman who was out in front of this thing on this HB 2308. She reported it to the group that has the majority of these recalls back in February. We should have been able to be, I mean, the people of Arizona, with all these different rallies and things going on, this should have been being brought up. I'm not sure why it wasn't or why they think it's a good thing, but this is a problem. Like, part of this is, you know, just, again, making sure you have that infrastructure in place so that when there is a patriot committee woman that sees something that is an amazing, you know, she's just this great warrior woman. I just love her. And she sees this and she tries to go report it to the people that she thinks is, you know, thinks will jump on board and help. She doesn't get, that didn't happen. But, you know, I'm going to tell you something. By the grace of God, somehow, some way, we were able to, we got other groups involved. We had Ron Paul's group sending out, they sent out a million people email blast in the state of Arizona. We put on the pressure heavy. We used every little trick and turn that we knew to tell these guys, to educate them on the different ways that this could possibly be done. And we pulled out the stops, and I'll tell you what, it was coming out of rules, and it ended up getting literally put on the cow calendar after it had been passed on party lines through the committee. So, I mean, this is a miracle that this happened, but this just shows it wasn't just America Restored. It was America Restored's leadership, but it really was all of these other groups and all of these other patriots and all of these other people working with our leadership to strategize and come up with all these different tactics that we could, you know, that they could pull as citizens of Arizona that would really put pressure on these legislators, and it worked. And we got the message across, and we actually stopped this so far. So people need to know about HB 2308. It is a danger to the people. It's unconstitutional. It is a danger to access to the ballot, which means access to being able to remove, for the citizens to be able to remove elected officials. And when these recalls are being done, people need to understand that there is that caveat written in that once they recall them and they try to go recall them again, they have to pay for the election. So, if somebody's going to try to do a recall, having that planned infrastructure in place that right now we're actually building through the Rusty Bowers recall is going to be really powerful in the future. So we're going to be able to do more of these statewide. I was so grieved to hear how these patriots worked down in Tulsa, or not Tulsa, what am I saying? Tucson? Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yeah. Wrong state. You can tell that I'm going all
That's next week. Tulsa's next week, right? 16th and 17th.
I know. Yeah. So with that said, for us to hear they were 500 shy. I mean, I wish America Restored would have been on the ground. So again, America Restored is we the people. It's not a group, it's a movement. And, you know, folks can go to americarestored.us tell us how they want to get involved. It's very important. We'll plug them in with their folks locally. We definitely need whistleblowers to continue to bring forward information so that we can deal with it. But again, it's AmericaRestored.us. And in the contact room there, you can go in and fill out, you know, what you're willing to do. And if the Lord leads you, please sow a seed, because we're using it nationwide. We're actually funding other groups, again, that are doing a lot with a little. And if everybody just did a little bit, whether it be volunteering your time, giving up one Starbucks or whatever they drink a week, you know what I mean, a month, whatever, like every little bit matters. And then, of course, we have these amazing, I don't know if you'd call them mega donors or whatever, but we have these amazing people who have looked at this and they're like, oh, my goodness sakes, this is what needs to happen.
Uh-huh.
So America Restored uh-huh. has been around for a long time, but we're just really ramping up now our, because we've ran a lot of what this infrastructure was built on is peer grit of the volunteer groups that we have in all 50 states. And, you know, now we've caught the attention of, the donor class, many to lend to the credibility, the fact that we were out in front of the election fraud and, you know, that we spoke with Pete Sessions, warning him, letting him know that in 2018 Dallas race where the smoking gun started, you know, where we had the smoking gun on this. So they've seen all of these things that we've been able to do. We've actually been an example, an organization that has done a lot with a little.
It's the American way, isn't it?
We're
the American way.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what you do as an entrepreneur. You start something and you do it because you love it, and you do it 24/7, and then you make something amazing out of it. So you are just following the American dream and reminding the rest of the Americans that this is what needs to happen. It's about taking action at this point. Everybody needs to do something. So you're giving them the take action items. You're telling them how to get involved, what they can do. But everybody has to commit to doing something. And you don't have to even be creative on it. We're going to put a list in front of you. We'll put a list in front of you. You just get to pick which one you want.
Actually, when you go to America Restored, that's funny that you said that, because when you go to AmericaRestored.us, you actually get a list of all of the different things potentially that you would want to do. And so there's actually a list there. But, you mm-hmm. know, like my husband and I, we have been sewing like the majority, I mean, like, so much of our personal resources nationwide for over 5 years. Like, what does it matter what you have in the bank if you don't have a country for your children and your grandchildren? Like, what does it matter? So that's my heart. My heart is a giver's heart. I love what I do. I love the Lord. I love ministering the gospel. But to be able to come in a situation like this and minister to a movement, you know, to be able to love on these people who they want to do something. There's, mm-hmm. you can't imagine, throughout the country, as I go throughout the country, I meet with these different people and they are so frustrated. They are, you know, beside themselves, like they want to do something. What can we do? They're trying in their own little groups and they're fighting so hard and they're putting like massive amount of hours into this. And I see that and I'm like, oh Lord, you know, give us the resources to help them. And my heart has been the whole time that we'd be able to fund other organizations that really need that help and come alongside of them. And again, like I said, provide that the necessity of the management that they need and other things, the collaboration, the coalitions. And he said, okay, so now he's done it. So here we go.
Yeah, it's like working smart, not hard. There's 100 million, at least I estimate, and I use the number on the show all the time, 100 million patriots. And it's time that we all focus on, like I said, that take action item, that something that we're going to be each doing on a regular basis. And you're giving them the list, you're giving them the ideas, you're bringing the groups together, helping with the structure, which is very, very important, as we've learned from the Democrats, the structure, the infrastructure, having that ready to go. So when you say, okay, school board problem, Arizona, this area, boom, you can push the button and all of a sudden you know, Patriots Unite, and you've got already ready to go, maybe, you know, 1,000 people ready to do what they got to do. I mean, that's the beauty
of
all this.
Yeah, in every state, right. I mean,
all over.
Think about this. With all of these non-for-profits that we have on the conservative side, why, at the drop of a hat, when they're trying to pass a stinky bill, you know, in Congress, why can we not get 50,000, you know, 1,000 people in every state in the union? We have way more than that that are part of these groups. Why can't we have 50,000 people ringing those phones off the hook?
Yeah, we just do it for a week straight. Boom.
It's just an
make the heads look slow.
Issue.
The heads will explode. Right. They'll just be like, you know what? Fine, guys. All right, fine. We won't pass it. Fine, we won't pass it. Leave us alone. Stop calling. And you're like, ha-ha, it worked. It only took 3 days. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a reason why
you
do
that. One thing that Christians need to remember, and, you know, you had brought this up before, is that, like, you know, we're kind of like, oh, well, you know, we're a little more pansy. Well, I want people to realize something. I want them to remember when Jesus was so upset flipping over tables with a bullwhip, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he was very angry because what they were doing, the money changers, was very, very unrighteous. And it's not, it's very similar to what is happening right now, the greed and everything going on. And with that, the thing is that the word, when people say, well, be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove, well, that's wonderful. But when you look at the actual meaning of the word wise, it's actually cunning.
Oh.
Cunning. Be cunning.
That's not a good word.
As
yeah.
a serpent. Mm. And so that means we're supposed to be cunning. Think about what that is, or savvy. We're not supposed to be like dirt to dirt, you know. We're supposed
exactly.
to be. That means we're supposed to be warriors and thinking outside the box. I mean, 1 Kings chapter 20. This certain prophet is basically wanting King Ahab to pronounce his own, his own judgment over himself. And he walks up to some guy and he's like, you know, smote me or hit me. And the guy's like, I ain't going to do that. And the other, so that guy gets eaten by a lion. So he goes to the next guy, he says, smoke me. And so the guy's like, he hits them. So he hits them.
Yeah, of course. The last guy got hit eaten by a lion.
Yeah, like, I better just smack him, right? I'll smack him.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, so basically, this is pretty powerful. This is pretty powerful what ends up happening. He covers his face with mud and whatever, so when King Ahab's coming up, he can't recognize who it is. And the prophet deceives King Ahab and gets him to pronounce his own judgment over him. So we see over and over in the Bible where the Lord actually allows cunningness. And I'm not talking discernment or whatever, because that's a really fine line. I don't know if I want to go there, but being cunning, by savvy, coming up with action plans that they don't expect. Like,
mm-hmm.
these are the things that have to take place. You know, I'm not talking about, yes, we have the kumbaya of unity, because we have to have that. And we have to be strong. Together we're strong. And the anointing comes on unity and unifying people. But as we achieve that, that doesn't mean that we're not going to have hard-hitting, you know, action plans, hard-hitting expansion.
You got to outsmart the enemy.
And crime.
And the enemy
right.
is on a mission. The enemy is not only the left, the enemy is the devil, the enemy is Satan at this point, where you've got pure evil running through the veins of some of the people that are in leadership positions, that are even outside of the government, that are running things. And, you know, as we talked about before many times on this show, it's about good and evil at this point. It's much bigger than left and right.
That's right. And people throw the word, you know, deep state around, but who is deep state? And the thing is, it's been identified. You know, we have, when you look at who these people are, who are behind these machines and stuff, this goes back to the British Admiralty. And, you know, these people are knighted and they're all embedded in the military industrial complex. So, you know, the actual quote deep state, that's identifiable at this point. And as we've visited, and many people don't know, but I've worked very, you know, I've had the privilege to work with some of the very top best you know, intelligence people in the country. You know, our former vice president at America Restorative, Bill Binney, the former technical director of the National Security Agency, the man responsible for building out two-thirds of the modern-day NSA. And so as we have been working on a lot of these issues, like, for instance, the Russian collusion delusion, we would be getting key top-level officials the information by day, and they would be, like, on Hannity with it by night.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been working for a long time, you know, very, very deeply in the intelligence. And, you know, so we have a really strong understanding of what's going on behind the scenes, who is deep state. You know, those are things that some of these non-for-profits don't really understand who their enemy is. And another thing that folks are not seeing is they're going, well, it's the Democrat versus the Republican.
It's all of them versus us, versus we the people.
You know, yep. The global cabal versus the patriots and the God-loving people. And they have embedded through their cheating apparatuses, you know, from the primaries. And this isn't just something that happened just now. Like I told you with this fraud, you know, during between 18 and 2020, 130,000 new machines were put into all the swing states. You know, this is crazy. And then in precincts in the different swing states. Prior to that, after 16, oh my goodness, they put the pedal to the metal. They put these machines in with the cellular modems. We knew this in advance that they were doing this. So on the night of the election, I know what's happening. So you can imagine me. I'm standing in front of the TV. I'm a minister of the gospel. And I began to pray. I'm like, Lord, crash their servers. I know what's happening. I knew about the hammer and scorecard, Dennis Montgomery. You know, I knew, you know, what Mike Lindell has put out on Absolute Proof. Those are all my friends. I know those people intimately. So I knew what was happening behind the scenes, and I could see the different numbers coming, and I just began to pray, Lord. I was doing this thing in front of the TV. I was making it static, and I was just praying because, you know, we have the power of life and death in our tongue, the word says, and, you know, Jesus said we would do even greater things than he did, and he said if we shoot to that mountain and we do not have doubt in our heart, it has to listen. So I began to speak to these servers.
I would have loved to see that. That would have been awesome to watch.
They crashed across the country all at once. I was like, I'm sure there were other people praying, but I know all of a sudden they stopped. I'm praying like this and they just stopped. I could just see this in my mind's eye, you know, raising havoc in the camp of the enemy, overload the servers, burn them out, Lord, crash the servers. I mean, I'm not saying it was me, but God did something, man, because that was my prayer. And I'm sure there was other people praying as well, but he answers prayer. And especially when you have faith in your heart, like you can't get past that because the word of God is alive and true and sharper than a double-edged sword. And in that moment, me and I'm sure many other people were using their sword, which is the word of God, to pray into existence what happened. And we were able to actually see, you know what I mean? We were actually able to see this massive cheat across the country. And
yeah,
now
saw the fraud right there on TV live.
I know. And guess what's really awesome about that? People are like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe we lost the election and whatever. And that's a horrible thing. And I agree. But I want to encourage people by saying, you know, God knows what he's doing. And at first I didn't see it, but I'm so thankful he showed me. He reminded me, Tommy, what did you get involved in this for in the first place? What did I have you working on? And I was like, oh, my goodness. I had a passion for federalism, the restoration of states' rights. And he was like, yeah. And so did you really need to strengthen the office of the presidency? Or did the American people need to get back to the basics and strengthen mm-hmm. their states against the all-powerful, overburdensome federal government, overburdensome
government,
regulators? So
yep.
This is a blessing in disguise for we the people to restore our states in line with the founder's original intent for what powers the state should have. So this, honestly, we probably would have still been sleeping had President Trump gotten into office. Yeah.
So we would have been partying like it was 2021. The economy would have been great. We wouldn't have to worry about it. Trumpy's going to take care of everything. Everything's good to go. We got 4 more years of everything going great, and we don't have to do anything because he's doing it all for us. That's what happened for the past 4 years. And now we have to pull up our big girl pants and our big boy pants and do the things that we should have been doing all along. That's the problem.
And we have to do them together in one accord with a laser-focused goal and take our country back.
No one needs to hear anything else. We just need to take our country back. America Restored is guiding the movement, bringing everyone together. Yeah, that's it. Everybody, you need to jump on board. That's all I got to say. You don't have a choice. We're just going to come to your door and knock on your door. If you're in my precinct, God help you, because I'm going to drag you in, over to a meeting, and next thing you know, you're going to be joining and becoming a part of this organization and doing something, because there's no more excuses. Those went out the door in March, so it's time to do our part to save our country. Yeah, that's it.
It is.
There's no option. I'm sorry, people. You don't get a choice. That's just, we made the choice for you. Tommy and I have made
No, we do want to, no matter what, you're so funny. No matter what, we want to remain a servant organization. Our job is to come in and bring unity, bring helpful solutions, bring the coalitions and the numbers necessary to get things done, and do everything we can to get these groups that need funding, to get them funding and be a home for patriots that don't have a group, right? Because there's a lot of people that are in Arizona right now and all over the United States, and they don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. They don't know who to call, but they want to do something. And that's where they go to AmericaRestored.us. Leave a comment, because we have a comment section. Like, we want to hear, like, what are you concerned about? What can you do? And, you know, I tell people this, and this doesn't, I don't mean this to be rude, but I need to say this to folks. If you're not going to help or you're not going to give, be quiet. Stop.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. A lot of people work a lot of hours. They cannot give. They cannot volunteer. That's fine. Then give. Coffee a week. You know what I mean? Or more, because there are many people that can do more. Then, you know, there are folks that actually have the time to do, but everyone has to do something. And if you don't have a lot of financial resources, I think everyone can afford a coffee, though. I think $5 a month, I think most people, even on welfare, could say, I want to sow a seed of $5, you know, towards saving my country. It just matters where their heart is. But, you know, if that's not a possibility and they have time, or if they have time to give and volunteer, you know, we'll help to plug them into the right place. So this amazing infrastructure is being built. We have an action room at America Restored. In the coming days, we're just prepping for a complete web redesign and database. But right now in our action room, there's like a news feed there at America Restored. You go into the action room, and there's also an Arizona that's going to be Arizona bulletin board with timelines and information on bills, and we're going to really build it out to be robust per state. So the state contributors, meaning the local state groups, are the ones who assist in providing that content, because nobody knows the state of Arizona like the people of Arizona. We don't claim to know Arizona. What we say is, hey, Arizona, you know, show us what means something to you, or we'll alert you if there's a bad bill or whatever. Show us what means, what things are important to you, and we're going to come in and help you achieve those goals.
And I think I clearly made it obvious that we need that help here, because we're not getting it from the people that we would expect, and the groups need that help. I mean, they're there to support, but they need the guidance. So I'm so glad that you're focusing so much of the time and effort for America Restored here in Arizona, because we all need it. And we're behind you 100%, and I'm excited to add America Restored all over the platform. So it'll be in our Take Action tab. It'll be in our Reopen America Resource Center. We'll have it all over the place. And the next time you come on, Tommy, I think we should do a little bit more reverend-oriented segment. I think that would be really fun.
Well, you know, I love the Lord, and I love people, and I love the Word of God, so that would be my privilege. And I don't introduce myself as Reverend Tommy Collins. I am a minister. I am Reverend Tommy Collins, but you know, I'm a person just like everybody else, and my heart is just to love on people and to help see our country restored, not just our country, but I want to encourage everyone right now to go read Psalms chapter 2. If you haven't ever read it, read it. Ask of me, the Lord says, and I will give you all the nations of the world. For your glory, Lord, we're asking right now, Lord, for all the nations of the world, these United States of America and all the nations of the world, for your glory, Lord, for your glory. Hallelujah. So we can do this. We have to do it together. And we want to be that, like I said, that mediator in these different states where there's this. And we want to be able to recognize who are the, you know.
The good ones.
Kabuki theater. Hocus Pocus. You know, because unfortunately, there's a lot of these people that they jump on a movement to raise money and do whatever, and really they're about their own notoriety, their own, you know, get-rich-quick scheme or whatever they're about, and they're not about the mission. So part of what we do is we vet those groups, and one of the things that I say all the time and is we're known by our fruit. And a lot of times I'll say, that's rotten fruit, guys. You know what I mean? And so we give folks the benefit of the doubt, but we, again, identifying existing conservative groups that have done a lot with a little. You know, there's some of these groups that have received billions of dollars, and, you know, we've got infanticide on their watch. You know, they've been giving billions of dollars, and they, you know, they've been giving billions of dollars, and we have gun control laws, you know what I mean,
right,
under their watch.
Yeah.
We're not interested in, you know, being part of that, because that's ineffective, right? What we're interested in is being part servant leaders with groups who are really passionate about what they're doing, and we want to really get them the resources and introduce the right people to them so they can get what they need.
One big happy family. Well, you know, Tommy, I appreciate you so much. I know that we went well over the amount of time that you said you were going to give me. And that kind of happens on this show. Like, people say, oh, I can do like 10, 20 minutes. Next thing, it's an hour and a half. And you just go, I knew it. I gotcha. Once you're here, you don't want to leave my little living room. But I appreciate it. I appreciate the information. I think the movement is amazing. I'm excited to work with you at whatever level we can do many, many things. We're going to be supporting you and promoting you on all of the shows. And of course, on our platform, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, we won't be able to look at and not find America Restored once I get finished updating everything. It's an honor to call you a friend. And I'm going to pray for you to make sure that you've got safety, you know, because there's a lot of people out there that don't like what you do, or they don't like what I say, or they don't like that we love the country and we love God. I'm going to pray that God keeps an eye on you and your team and your organization, and only good things come your way.
Not mine. Remember,
the
it's
people's
not mine
organization.
It really is. The day that I don't, like I said, it's not mine. I never want anyone to refer to it as, you know, America Restored Tommy's organization, because it's really not. It doesn't belong to me. I'm stewarding this organization. This movement, because again, I hate saying organization, because
it's not a movement.
Even though it is an organization, yeah, it's really a movement. And so I'm here to steward it, and the team that we have in leadership is amazing. But you know, it really does belong to we the people. That's my heart. This is our movement. This is the American people, the people of the each state individually, you know, this is our movement. We can do this.
Oh, I
we
like
can,
that.
We can work together. Yeah. This is ours.
Yeah, I like that you said our movement.
It is. It's our movement. So we're going to do this thing. And I'm super privileged to visit with you tonight, Michelle. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for inviting me. And as you know, I'm going to be in Arizona quite a bit off and on. We have team members on the ground there, and they're working with the local groups. I want to encourage every group to reach out to us. If you're a patriot, freedom-loving American, and you don't have a home but you want to find one, wherever you are in the country or in the world for that matter, reach out to us at americarestored.us.
Awesome. Thank you, my dear. And I'll see you next week. And of course, when you get down here and on your next reverend appearance, we'll work on scheduling that. So thank you. You're a great American.
Yes, thank you so much. Keep beating the drum. We need to get this HB 2308. Taken care of. We need to either put it to bed completely or get some, you know, very strong edits in there. And then let's not forget about the Rusty Bowers Speaker of the House recall in Legislative District 25, all hands on deck. If you're not in that area and you could take a group of girlfriends and go down there and everybody fill up a, you know, 10-signature petition, you know, reach out to us. I mean, let's have fun. Let's go out and everybody get a sheet. Everybody get 10 signatures. And then everybody can meet afterwards for a social or something. Like, let's make this fun, but let's get this. Let's have a win for the people of Arizona. And let's have a win for the people of these United States of America. And Rusty Bowers recall, that's our win.
I think that sums up everything. Thank you, my dear. You're the best.
Thank you. Okay. We'll talk again soon. Take care. God bless you all.
Well, I am completely inspired and totally different than when I started listening to the beginning of that interview, where I was thinking, okay, afterwards, I'm gonna come in with this. I'm going to play this soundbite. We're going to have a little bit more truth serum, truth bombs coming your way. No, we're going to leave it on a high note. We're going to leave it on a high note. There's other things to do. I'm going to discuss with you. I will save that for Wednesday there at our show, 12 p.m. Pacific time, 5 gifts, 7-minute segments, tons of tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. It is 2:27. I said that we weren't going to do these soapboxes for more than the whole hour, but that was pre-recorded. It was only a couple weeks ago. As you could tell, everything's pretty current. Anyway, but yeah, I'm really inspired. And it just seems like that the theme for today was grit, God, get up and take action. Like she even talked about grit. Yeah, how cool is that? That's what I love about this show.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Oh, I get emotional every time I hear that song. Oh, it's crazy, right? Oh, maybe it's because I care. All right, guys. Talk to you Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific time.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.